time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. The Tax and You radio show is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. It is aimed at educating you. It's a discussion that enlightens the taxpayers on their fiscal responsibilities as citizens. The Tax and You radio show brings tax matters closer to the people. My name is UK Oga. I am the host of the Tax and You radio show. Today on the show, we're going to have a conversation about something that has confused a lot of people for quite a while, and it is a great opportunity whenever we can to educate the listeners between these different charges. And the topic is difference between taxes, levies, fees, and fines. People usually just lump them in and call them all taxes. But if you want to split hairs, there's a difference. Difference between taxes, levies, fees, and fines. It's my pleasure to introduce our guest for this discussion. We have a special advisor to the governor of Cross River State on IRS, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga. Good morning, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga.
Good morning, UK.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
He's not alone. We also have a tax consultant, Mr. Ethoti Kanu K. He's here. Good morning, Mr. Ethoti Kanu.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for being here today.
Welcome.
Today is going to be very educative because we're going to be doing differences or going into the differences between different charges. The charges we're going to be talking about are taxes, levies, fees, and fines. Can we get clear explanation of these terms, each of them? Mr. Manuel Chris Oga, let's begin with you. Taxes,
okay.
Levies, fees, and fines.
Okay. Usually, from the perspective of an academic, there is very little difference between a levy and a tax. Every money or any kind of financial imposition on an economic agent is a levy. But when such an imposition is compulsory on and an income earned by an economic entity for no service rendered, we say it is a tax. Otherwise, it is just a levy. In other words, if I pass on the road, I use that road, and you charge me for the use of the road. For a better name, we usually would call it a toll, but it's a levy.
Okay.
If a government builds a school, and you bring your child there to school, the government will levy an amount on you for the service it has rendered. That's actually a levy. But we call it tuition.
Okay.
If you go to the hospital and you are treated in the government hospital, you will pay, you buy a card, you pay for consultation and all. But at the end of the day, it is still a levy. And we'll call it fees. You understand? So basically, every financial imposition is actually a levy. The difference is, are you rendered a service or are you not rendered a service? If you are not rendered a service and it is taken on an income you earn, whether as a real or artificial person, that is considered a tax.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga. I'd like to ask Mr. Kanu to, you know, give us his own take on the difference between or clear explanation of these terms: taxes, levies, fees, and fines. Let's not forget fees and fines.
Well, I think the essay has said everything, but then let me add that tax is compulsory. Levy might not be compulsory. Like you say, technically speaking, they are all the same, levy and tax, because they will say they levy the tax off or the tax on when used that way. But tax itself, one, if it is used as it is used here, it will mean a compulsory imposition by a state or a nation on income of persons. Levy, on the other hand, and the benefit from tax might not accrue to the payer directly. What I mean here is that the road that is constructed might not be constructed because you pay their tax for you. It is normally taxes are normally generated and used for social service, facilities, social goods, like we call it in economics. Whereas levy, most levies are paid, and when they are paid, the person paying it derive personal benefit from it. For instance, we have the road infrastructure development levy. The payers derive direct benefit from paying that, because if he does not pay, whatever he bought, like they use it in the to transport the granites from the quarry to the places that they are needed. If you don't pay that, you might not be able to get that. Tourism development levy and all that. Like he said, when you pay school fee, there is a levy in it, but we call it fee.
I was going to ask you why is it not called school levy?
Yeah, no, it is called fees. We also have a producer inspection fee. Mm-hmm. This one's the fee. There is a service that is rendered for you to pay the fee. Like he said, we have hospital bed fee. When you get to the hospital and you use the hospital bed, you pay a fee. Mm. Service has been rendered by the government or by that institution to you. So the fee is paid for that service rendered. Then fines, that one is imposed by the court. Either the person has not done what he's supposed to do, or has done what he's not supposed to do. A fine is now imposed. And like I said, it is normally imposed by the court. Those will be the slight differences. Generally speaking, levy and taxes are almost the same thing. But like I said earlier on, one, the payer has direct benefits. Tax, you don't have direct benefit. It is for the generality of the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ithotikanu. I wanted to still stay on this, right? There's an impression that every money collected from taxpayers is just tax. You know, you've spoken about this while you were trying to explain the differences, but I want us to just be direct. Is it true that every money collected can be referred to as tax? Or is it important to make the distinction? Mr. Kanu,
Ifote. Yes, I would say that everybody collected is not tax.
So that's an erroneous impression.
It is. Okay. And that thing has been, it has created not only that, it has made people to say there is too much of, there is what they call double taxation and all that. It's not. Levy, fee, fines are not taxes. Taxes are imposed on your income. Levy, fee, and fine, you must participate in that particular activity for you to pay the levy, to pay the fee, or to pay the fine. Whereas for tax, whether you participated or not, as far as you earn income, you will pay. If you do not pay, then you will be ready to pay the fine that will come with it.
Okay, thank you.
So the levy, fine, fees are not taxes. While tax stands alone as imposition on income, the other ones are services, service rendered fees that are paid.
All right, thank you. Mr. Manuel Criso, guys, is there something you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think you said it all. Yes, difference, sir. One of them, you derive a benefit. If you don't derive a benefit and it is just imposed on you because you earn an income, it is a tax. Mm. There is no direct benefit. If it is that government renders a particular benefit to you, probably you have a business. You register a business. We call it business registration. Annually, you will renew it.
That must be what? Fee?
That is fee.
That's a fee, okay, for you to operate.
I'm a good student. I hope, yes, our listeners are getting all of this.
As a business entity. But again, like he also said, let's not push the difference between a tax and a levy too far. Let us see every payment, first and foremost, as a levy. Then, secondly, is it a compulsory levy or is it a levy that is derived from a service rendered? If it is a levy that is compulsory, then it's a tax. If it is for a service rendered, right? then we should...
At this point, Mr. Manuel Christoga, I'm going to ask us to actually give examples. I know you said that we shouldn't split hairs too much about these differences, but it is important for us to know so that when we are talking, we can talk as informed taxpayers, as informed citizens.
Okay.
So let's give examples as we are talking.
Okay, let's take
clear examples, yes.
Okay, now I said the distinction would be that one of them, a levy that is compulsory, is a tax. Ask yourself, so what are the kind of taxes that an entity gets to pay? Personal income taxes. Mm-hmm. Under the personal income taxes, we again have payee. If you are a salary person, salary or wages. Mm. But if you are a business person, an unincorporated business, then it is still seen as if you are earning a salary from the activity you do, because it is still the same rates as if you were earning a salary that will be applied. But if it is you have an incorporated business, that removes you from the jurisdiction of the state government. You now fall under the federal government, because what you pay now is a corporate income tax. This one is taken on the profits that your business earned. It is no longer that. You know that a corporate, an incorporated business, is an entity that is separated from the owner. The business is treated as a different entity. You and the business are not the same. The company will pay its tax from the profit it's made, profit income taxes, to the federal government. But you are the owner of this business. Mm. That means the profits haven't paid taxes to federal government. You will appropriate the other profits, right? Mm-hmm. That becomes an income to you. So the state government will now come and say, you will need to pay something on this one. That becomes an income to you. So we will apply the same rates as if you are earning a salary of that profit. So you see that the mere fact of an income can now snowball into various taxes. But it does not stop there. Capital gains taxes, if it is on individual, it is still for the state. If it is on a company, it is for federal government. Gambling.
Okay, pools betting,
all of them. You make a win. That's an income you have earned. There is a rate that is charged on it. You invest your money.
That is a tax.
You invest your money in incorporated business. Maybe you bought shares. At the end of the day, you get dividend. A percentage of that is paid as tax. Withholding taxes, all of those fall under stamp duties. All of them are they are all personal income taxes.
So they are taxes.
Okay. Now, you see that for all these ones you paid, government did not render any service to you.
Directly.
Government, that money will be taken. It is not tied to anything that the government is going to do. That money can be spent on defense. It can be spent on road construction. It can be spent on just about anything that the government wishes to do with the money.
For the people, yeah.
Okay. But now, look at it. Government provides different kinds of services from the taxes it gets from you. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of those services are not equally consumed by everybody. Some of the services government provides, they're almost like goods provided by private individuals, like education, schools. If you go to school, school is the services rendered here are rivalry in nature, in consumption. Rivalry in that if we all enter the classroom, all of us that want to go to school enter the classroom. Mm-hmm. There won't be spaces for all of us to be taught. So we must pay a fee in order to get in. Meaning that my consumption of that service will impinge on what you will consume, it means you should pay for it. But
okay.
But if the government were, for instance, to say they make the air, quality of air clean, all of us will breathe fresh air.
Mm.
That is non-rivalry in consumption. The amount of air I take in will not affect the one that you do. Except probably I come in and say I smoke. Then I pollute the air.
Mm.
Again, government can say, tax this person for polluting the air.
Don't tax this product or this service.
No, tax you for externalities.
Okay, okay.
You understand? So there are several ways that for what your activity can create or force the government to regulate your activities, to regulate what you do. For instance, the people that would produce tobacco, government should charge them. The people that will come and sell things on the road, they take a part of the road, government should charge them.
Mm-hmm.
The women that come and stand there, you call those unseen products, and do their thing, government should charge them. And so on. You understand? So for those ones, these people are doing things that they directly consume government service, or government is being forced to spend time regulating what they are doing. In other words, if government is not doing this, you other consumers could come into harm. If there is no warning on cigarettes, people will just smoke it, you get lung cancer, and so on. You consume more medical services, and so on. All this will now, because you are a smoker, it affects me, even if I did not become a secondary smoker. But you are going to the hospital to engage the doctor's attention and all, you got cancer and all. So much money that would have been spent on other people is not having to be spent on you just because you smoke cigarettes.
So those kind of services, you know, you have to, they get charged.
You charge
separate from
them.
The taxes.
Exactly.
All right. And then fees, you've given examples of school fees.
Yes.
And other such direct benefit payments.
Yes.
Those are fees.
And water rates will charge you. You are going to take the water. It's coming into your house. There is a meter. Electricity. You are billed, you have a meter, and so on. All those are services that the government gives. You gave an earlier example of our road infrastructure maintenance levy. For instance, you carry your quarry products, you are going. You cause more damage on the road than the average person who drives his car. You should pay a toll. That toll, we didn't call it a toll, but that levy is a toll.
Well, thank you, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga. Very extensive explanation there as to the difference between taxes, levies, fees, and fines. We are now going to go on a short break. When we come back, more of this conversation.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Oga on your radio.
This our crossing state, a beautiful land. This our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands here. One day your hands, yeah. Brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make it no relax, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water.
Everything go the world.
Security, prosperity, plus electricity. Better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Auger. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back to the Tax and You radio show. My name is UK and we're discussing difference between taxes, levies, fees and fines. Right now, I'd like to ask us, and I'll ask Mr. Ethotikano to respond to this. Are levies, fees and fines, regular payments, like maybe one-off, monthly, yearly? Because, you know, taxes have these time frames within which you must carry out, pay certain taxes. Do we have the same structured methods of paying for levies, fees and fines?
Well, taxes are paid once in a year and normally in arrears, because you file in your returns and then you pay. Levies are paid as, like we started, levies are service oriented. The more you use it, the more you pay. You don't pay levy once and for all. For instance, like we mentioned, the road infrastructure maintenance levy, you don't pay it once. If you decide to be hauling chippings, granite and the rest daily, you will pay daily. There are some levies that could be paid once. Like he mentioned, registration of renewal or registration of business premises. Those ones are paid once in a year. Fees. Let's take the one that is common, that we all know, school fees. Those school fees are paid terminally. At the end of the term, you pay.
Yearly
or sometimes. I think they pay. I think when we were in school, it used to be every term you pay.
It's supposed to be every term, I think, but I think, it seems many institutions now insist
on annual payment. Then fines, like we said, fines are imposed by the court. When you breach the law, you will be fined. You pay. If your duty on earth is to come and breach the law, you will pay daily. If they give you tax assessment and you don't pay, and they take you to court, you will pay. Perhaps the other levies that you are supposed to pay that you do not pay, you will be taken to court and you will pay. Like environmental levies and all that. So those ones are paid, like fines are paid if you breach the law. It could be. If you breach once, you will pay once. If you breach every day, you will pay every day. That's how those ones are. But like we said, taxes are paid once in a year and normally in arrears. Normally in arrears. Because we need to know how much you earned last year for us to be able to assess you properly.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ithotikanu, for that explanation. This conversation is far from over, but we've got to wrap up at some point on the Tax & You radio show. We have limited time to have the discussions that we do have. I'd like to ask, maybe we can have a second part to this discussion, because I really want to get into the laws surrounding all of these things, whether they're constitutionally backed or not, how taxpayers, you know, can be adequately sensitized to know all of these things that we've discussed this morning. So can I have a promise from you, Mr. Ithotikanu and Mr. Manuel Chrisoga, to be available for the second part of the conversation?
Yes,
definitely.
Right. Thank you very much. Well, all of our listeners, taxpayers, thank you for being a part of the first part of the discussion on difference between taxes, levies, fees, and fines. We've got to go on a break now. We'll bring you Dear Taxpayer. Don't go away.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You radio show with UK Oga.
When my area been day like World War One, the other day, I dey chill for my house when I come hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise come dey increase, na here I press ear for window. I come dey hear say na arm robber dey my neighbor house. Ewo! I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the arm robber them. Area come calm and dey cool. Since that time, till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed. Just because say I pay my tax, and my tax dey work for me. Government, on a well done, I no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Tax and You radio show, and that was Dear Taxpayer. We hope you enjoyed yourself and are looking forward to the concluding part of the discussion we started this week with the Special Advisor to the Governor on IRS, Mr. Manuel Chrisoga, and Tax Consultant Ithotikanu K. When we come back next time, we'll have the second part of that discussion. Don't forget, this program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. It all begins with your tax. My name is UK. Bye-bye.